brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. There's an article up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.net by Steve Watson, the most powerful weapon in the world, Strategic Communications Laboratories, and the War on for Your Mind. And it's got Lord Mombatton on it and the rest of them. And they openly talk about dominating the population for the elite, how that's how it's supposed to run, how the media is all propaganda, how they're going to brainwash us, how good it is. I mean, go read what a big PR firm says. I mean, again, on their own website, we will control them. We'll keep the power where it belongs. We've got them now. I mean, just go read it for yourself. Don't just even believe our article about it, which is full of their quotes. Go link through and see it. I know we didn't get too much of the callers that we're holding last hour from the first hour. We will open the phones up this hour. We will take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Bunch of other news we're going to be covering coming up later. But for the next 20 minutes, we're joined by an individual who helped break open the story of Porton Down by a slip of fate, by a trick of fate, whatever you'd want to call it. It's just like 2 days before Thanksgiving in 1998, we're driving along. There's U.S. Army jerking people out of their cars, doing searches. We pull over, FBI agent pulls up, says back off, don't ask questions, and gives us a 5-page document. Turns out it was classified. And it admits that they've totally violated posse comitatus. They plan a military takeover of America. They're working with local police in every jurisdiction. It's totally criminal, of course, still against the law. And they just slipped up and gave it to us. It was meant for police. It's restricted, I shouldn't say classified. Well, the same thing. He went to his member of parliament complaining about all the sicknesses he was having from being one of their test victims at Porton Down when he was in the Royal Air Force. And they gave him classified documents. And then he complained. And the police investigation, their own whitewash, at least caused more to come out. And so continuing with our guest, an amazing individual, Gordon Bell, we've got your story you wrote up on the site. We've got articles about you up on InfoWars.com. Any other websites or places we should visit to learn more?
You could go on to Wiltshire Police website. You won't learn a lot there, but it'll give you an idea of what took place at the inquest into this Madison. By the way, this inquest was the second inquest, and it was a jury inquest that brought in a verdict of unlawful killing by those at Porton Down. Now, the MOD, the Ministry of Defence, appealed this and thought that the coroner had acted improperly in conducting the inquest, and they appealed it, but they've just recently lost that appeal. Now the coroner has been ordered by the High Court to publish his summing up of the inquest into the death of this airman. And by the way, this inquest took place 50 years after he was killed.
Amazing.
It is amazing, yeah. I have his records, actually. I have Madison's records right in, you know, here. And he was given 200 milligrams of sarin, but there was also something else that was never brought up at the inquest. And that is, there were substances put on his arm, four substances put on Madison's arm that has never been mentioned. And these substances are numbered ST-125, ST-126, ST-127, ST-128. Now, this was never covered at the inquest. And let me tell you that the coroner, before the inquest began, the coroner, David Masters, went to the United States for briefings as to what can be told at this inquest and what cannot be told. I know that for a fact.
Wow, that's even more amazing.
He went to the Pentagon and the UNAP in Washington, and he before the inquest took place, and there was secret meeting taking place.
All right, stay there, sir. We'll cover some more key facets to this story.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Biological and chemical weapons tested on him. He was told they were going to test the common cold on him when he was in the Royal Air Force. Oh, you'll get a weekend pass and 2 pounds, or, you know, equivalent of a couple dollars. And he goes and signs the Official Secrets Act. When you were signing the Official Secrets Act before they tested on you, did you think, Mr. Bell, Gordon Bell, hey, this may be more than just them testing the cold bug on me? This may be something more. I'm signing some national security document.
You know, Alex, we were so naive at that time, we were so young and so trusting and so stupid, I would say, that we never even questioned it. I mean, when I look back on what I went through at Porton Down, I must have been mad for falling for this nonsense.
What did you go through? I mean, describe it. I mean, what was the looks on the face of these doctors as they were applying
bio
weapons?
Well, they were in white coats, and there was gas chambers, and there was a hospital ward there, and they injected me in there along with five or six other guys, and we never found out what the substance was. I was told by the Wiltshire police that they were injecting VX and sarin in the hospital ward at Porton Down. I mean, this was told by me, by the lead investigator.
Now, sir, go over what this has done to you physically.
Well, I came down with a skin condition, like many other veterans, and I also have rheumatoid arthritis. Now, rheumatoid arthritis is linked to LPS exposure. LPS is lipopolysaccharide. It's a bacterial endotoxin that they were dishing out at Port and Down. They call it Pyrexol.
What about those tumors and rashes?
I've got a large tumor on my arm, which you'll see if you picked up that photo that I sent you, that just sprouted up after I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. But unfortunately, my medical records are missing from Port and Down.
That's right. They do this to you.
That's surprising, is it?
They do this to you, and then they don't even want to give you any treatment.
All my records are missing at Port and Down. There's only a very brief summary record that they've given me, and they use important technical papers to substitute for the missing records. And some of the important technical papers I sent to you were on VX, sarin, Pyrexol, CS gas, and other substances. Now, what were they putting in the CS gas? You know, this has always been I've been very curious about that. I'm certain that they were putting in LPS into CS gas.
Now, for those that don't know, you talk about these four or five other substances that the documents show they were putting on you with the CS, and please continue.
Well, the police actually, in a letter to me, stated that they discovered that they had added a compound into the CS gas, all right, and they were going to tell me about it in due course. Now, they have never told me to this day what it is, and I've put in a Freedom of Information Act request, and it's been rejected.
Well, let me try to boil this down for people.
Yep.
Project Shad went on until 1985, and that dealt with tens of thousands of American and British airmen and soldiers, sailors, Marines. And this goes to the heart of it. Imagine if, say, an average school teacher grabbed another teacher, or let's say a worker at a plant, grabbed another worker, took him, put him in a chamber, nerve gassed him. It'd be top news, the evil nerve gas serial killer.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, he's pure evil. He needs to be electrocuted.
Yes.
Get out old Sparky. But when the government does it, and it's declassified or been leaked or been admitted, it's just kind of, yeah, we murder our servicemen. So what? We love you. Trust us in everything else we do. I mean, there's 3,000-plus declassified instances of our own government doing this. I'm just, you know, you're just one of many we've interviewed, sir, with your government basically taking orders from the American government. That much was clear from what you said in the last segment. So, I mean, what does this say about our governments, period, and about how trustworthy they are?
Well, first of all, I should say that there have been many calls for an independent public inquiry into the affairs of Port and Down, right? They were always turned down. Now, the present Secretary of Defense, Dr. John Reed, who is your equivalent is Rumsfeld, right? The UK, he's the head of the armed forces in the UK, a cabinet minister. He's an ex-communist party member, this guy, Dr. John Reed, and he's now headed he's in the main post of the Defense Department.
Well, wait a minute. If you're against communism, you're not a good conservative.
No.
If you're against communism, you're a dirty commie. You haven't learned that almost Bush's entire cabinet are, quote, former Straussians and former communist Third International Trotskyites?
Yes. Can you imagine if it was discovered that Rumsfeld had been a communist party member? You know, and yet we have this situation.
Sir, I know. Listen, reality is so crazy.
Yes.
That you even try to tell people, they can't get it.
What about the security? You know, I mean, national security when you got an ex-commie heading the...
Sir, if you tell Americans they hired General Primakov, former head of the KGB,
yeah,
$2 million a year to consult setting up Homeland Security, they'll laugh at you even when it's mainstream news. If you tell them they hired Marcus Wolf, former head of the Stasi, I mean, they hired him. It's official.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't believe it. I went and looked up the federal budget funding.
Yeah.
And then now look at America, what we're turning into, sir.
I don't know what the America is turning into, but, you know, it isn't very nice. And, well, you know, I've got to ask, you know, what a UK coroner is doing in the United States being briefed on an inquest into the death of an airman at Porton Down, you know, on British soil.
Well, that's because, the U.S. government paid for Porton Down studies. The U.S. government paid to irradiate 110,000 Jewish children.
That's right.
In Israel, our government runs it all.
The exchanged information, right?
Well, I mean, it's like, it'd be like if I said my right arm wasn't part of me. England is just part of the Anglo-American establishment. It isn't. I mean, it isn't that America runs England or England runs America. It's the same creature.
It is. You're right. You're absolutely right. And I think it's pretty well, that fact's pretty well known, not lost on us anyhow. Yeah, but you know, I applied to give a freedom of information request in for transcripts of the Madison inquest, and I was turned down. You're not allowed to know what was said at the inquest. I mean, it's absurd.
Now, we're going to have an inquest, get the truth out, then the inquest is secret.
Yeah, right. And, you know, this second inquest was just not above board at all. So, although we got the right verdict, unlawful killing, it was not fully covered.
Yeah, that's right. The official inquest says they're murdering people.
Yes.
But it's okay, and we're going to keep doing it. In fact, they're still doing experiments at Porton Down, aren't they?
They are, yes. And I'm going there at the end of the month for another meeting. On the 31st, I'm meeting with Porton Down officials, senior officials, and I have a lot to ask them.
Now, you're a very well-informed person, Mr. Bell. Were you aware that it's been in mainstream New York papers that they take young children from poor mothers and then test pesticide and other things on them?
Yes, I've heard that some of the Monsanto and those were testing pesticides, herbicides on children.
Yeah, they
fields.
Actually kill them. They actually, just like Porton Down. I mean, to read a New York Daily News description of the 8-year-old black boy.
Yes, in the field. Yeah, that's right.
Strapped down to the chair, gasping and dying, and it's just, oh, his dead body. Bury him now. Ha 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 ha. We're America, the pure demon. And it's just thousands of them. Were you aware of the illegal aliens? They don't even tell them. They say, $5,000, let us test this on you. And they're killing a bunch of them, too.
Yeah,
you
really.
See, you see, now they've run out of troops who will agree to it. They've run out of firemen and cops who will do it, who mean well.
Alex, it's mind-boggling what they get up to. And I've found that through my own experience, you know.
Well, we're unpatriotic because we're against murdering small children.
Yeah, I know. That's what they'll try to tell you, yeah. I mean, I'm unpatriotic because I'm exposing what went on at Porton Down, the criminality that took place there.
In fact, you should apologize, just like Mr. Whittington Cheney shot in the face. You should say, I'm sorry you nerve gassed me and I've got tumors.
Yeah, right.
In fact, you want to tell them you're sorry that they nerve gassed you?
Well, they're supposed to be doing an epidemiological study on the effects of these experiments conducted at Porton Down, and it's a complete sham, but because, for one thing, they're only doing studies in relative to cancers. They're not doing any autoimmune system diseases or anything like that. And, you know, they don't have all the records. Like, I don't have all my records.
Sir, they never do. I mean, listen, they did a rhesus monkey test with seven monkeys, and five of them had seizures so bad had to be put to sleep. Another one died. One barely lived. And on that, Monsanto, formerly Searle, got certification for aspartame off of their own study where the monkeys died.
Yes. Oh, I don't doubt it. I mean, in Porton Down, they've got their own monkey's farm, you might call it, where they breed monkeys, rhesus monkeys, for experiments. I mean, it's horrendous, really. I know they're just monkeys, but really, you
better
know.
Better them than servicemen.
Yeah, that's right. It's a really sad state of affairs, but, you know, I'm always concerned about my safety now.
Well, let me ask you this, sir. What does it make you think of, for the listeners, we have a government running things that openly murders its own troops knowingly, just murders them for fun.
Yes.
And then they're caught and no one gets in trouble.
Nobody gets in trouble. It's always covered up. You know, it's amazing.
Well, sir, I want to thank you, Mr. Bell, for spending all of this time with us. And as new things develop, I want to get you back on.
You're welcome, Alex, and don't hesitate to contact me at any time or any of your listeners. You know, do feel free to
stay there.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, Mr. Bell, tell folks what you did to your member of parliament when he wouldn't help you and was helping cover things up, and after you learned that he'd been covering things up.
Would you repeat that question, Alex? I just missed it.
What did you do to your member of parliament when you found out he'd been lying to you?
I was furious. I attacked his office. I smashed all his office up, the front of his office. I was furious that he was hiding stuff from me regarding the death of an airman. And I was charged for criminal damage But they never went ahead with the prosecution. They hushed it up and they just gave me a caution.
Yeah, that's the thing. So how many rocks you threw through his windows?
The whole lot. I smashed everything in. These people, you know, they can't get away with doing that.
Well, frankly, that's mild.
It is mild. I mean, you can replace the windows in an office, but you can't replace people's health. You can't bring them back to life.
Well, I just want the police and military to know you're the number one target. They do this to cops all the time, and you guys just sit there like a dutiful dog whose owner's giving it poison pills. You just, oh, I love you, owner. I love you, New World Order. Kill me.
Yeah.
I hate Alex Jones. He wants to keep me safe. He's bad.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, it's a sad state of affairs, Alex, but I'm glad there's shows like yours that comes along and exposes things as they should be exposed.
What would you do if you were the father of Ronald Madison and they admitted they murdered him to you? I can't believe Mr. Madison's father just stood there and took it.
Well, you know, Alex, he died about 2 or 3 years after his son was killed. He didn't last. He was very sad because, I think he died of a broken heart. So he didn't last long after his son was killed.
Well, I tell you what, these scum just need to be brought to justice. Thank you so much for joining us. You said folks could contact you. How do they do that, sir?
They can contact me at gordon_bell9@hotmail.com.
Gordon_bell9
@hotmail.com. That's correct.
All right, we'll get a contact up there for you on the website. Sir, Godspeed, and good job exposing.
Yeah, and good luck to you, Alex.
You bet.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Now, I know we've had callers holding for eons. I'm going to go to you now, and we'll see how many are still there. And then there's a bunch of other news I want to hit, too. But just a personal case of this, okay? Personal case of what's going on. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York. Mike, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. A great show, Alex. And, you know, how much more proof do people need that the only reason this kind of activity could be occurring on people or even animals? These people, these beings are devils. They're not even human because it's incomprehensible when you hear these stories that other people could do this to other people. I mean, you know it's a poison. I'm a scientist. Hey, it's a poison. You know it's deadly. You don't have to torture any creatures to verify the exact details of what the poison does. It's deadly to begin with.
Well, actually, you do want to test it, but it had already been developed for decades and tested, and they could do the exact same thing on rats and monkeys. The nervous systems have identical responses with almost every pathogen or every chemical or poison out there. But they do this to test groups of killers. They do this to warp the minds and to test their servants. That's what it's really about.
Yes, that's right. But just the nature of these dangerous poisons, you know, it's ungodly even to create them. There's no good that can come from them except some kind of harm. So you see the futility of it all. But Alex,
But America has to give up all its rights because the terrorists are going to get us with the VX and the sarin and the anthrax. Oh, but our own government released it on us a whole bunch of times and covered it up when whole towns got sick or many people died. But let's just trust the government that has the motive to carry out the attacks and has been caught carrying out attacks in the past. Let's just give all our rights up to them.
Yes, Alex, and, these anarchists that called a while back, I guess they don't understand. We have the freest, we had anyway. Our country was based on, and for the first 100 years it existed as the freest government in the world where the people were the government. There's no, what anarchists are searching for, our country established ultimate freedom. You do whatever you want, I do whatever I want, I just don't interfere with you, and whatever we do otherwise is in the eyes of God. We're not accountable to any king or any other authority.
Yeah, they think our current form of government is the republic. They think that this is America. No, this is the opposite of what we were founded on.
That's right, exactly, Alex. And George Washington, still the greatest American. Nobody's been so protected. The guy was offered to be king. The people, his soldiers looked up to him. Alex, can I just hang on over to Blake?
No, I got to let you go. Got to let you go. Got a lot of other callers. Got a lot of other news. See, I never end up getting to the other callers because I'll keep a caller on 10, 15 minutes. I got to let you go, sir. Good call, but got to move on so we can give a chance to John and Keith and Kenneth and Dave and many others. And I got some other news I need to cover. Some other news that needs to be detailed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
All right, I'll be able to take five more calls before this broadcast ends. So everybody be patient. We'll get to you. I want to talk about how they have repassed and radically expanded the Patriot Act. And then we posted an AP article, but it's really disinformation. So I may have to pull the article until we can write a comment on it. Because you read the article and it's, oh, it got really weakened for your liberties. It's a lot better now. The people won. Meanwhile, it's a radical expansion, secret national police forces, homeland security under Patriot Act, scanning everything you're buying, the stuff, the over-the-counter drugs, just section after section of pure evil. And by the time it hits the news, big victory for civil liberties activists, Patriot Act got restricted. That way, when the globalists carry out another terror attack, they'll go, look, you restricted it. And they'll have their cake and eat it, too. It'll really be much stronger. But then they'll say, see, you restricted it. You caused the terrorists to hit. Now it's illegal to criticize our security operations. You know, they've been calling for that. You're really fifth columnist for Al-Qaeda. And by the way, we're going to nerve gas some more troops, but that's freedom. I mean, can you imagine if Al-Qaeda nerve gas was real and really nerve gas some troops? It'd be endless headlines, but our government doesn't, and it's good. Murdering our troops is good. It's America. It's England. It's the stars and bars. It's all of it. It's the Union Jack. It's freedom. Oh, that Alex Jones is bad. He shouldn't be upset about what's happening. Before I go to your calls, we have the citizen rule books in. Years ago, I offered these. Well, every order you make, one DVD, one book, whatever it is. You get this little color 62-page booklet with the jury handbook and the grand jury handbook and famous quotes, Give Me Liberty by Patrick Henry, Jury of Peers, Freedom for William Penn, Jefferson's Warnings. You get the original documents, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and so much more. I mean, there are a lot of these little pamphlets and books out there. This is the best. I've got a bunch of them. This is the best company that puts them out of Arizona, out of Phoenix, Arizona. And these things have done a lot of good. 10 of them for $10. Or you can get 20 for like $17 or 30 for It Goes Down. And we are selling these basically at cost. They're like 45, 50 cents a piece for us, buying thousands of them at a time. And then you buy them for a dollar. That just barely pays for us putting them in the shipping and sending them out to you and taking care of it and processing your order and, you know, the credit card fees for processing it. We're putting these out right at cost for you. So call up, get 100 of them, get 30 of them, give them to everybody and say, tell your children, hey, read this. And then I'm going to give you a 10-question quiz after you've read it in a couple days, and I'll buy you that new bicycle if you can memorize this or at least have a grasp of it. You want to be able to go on that trip with your friends camping. Or, you want some new tires for that, you know, car you just bought with your own money. Okay, I'll buy you new tires. I mean, it's that important, folks, that people learn this. And I bet you don't know it. I bet you know more than most people because you're a listener of this broadcast. Some of you know more than I do. I mean, frankly, I know some of you are a lot smarter than I am. Just get it. Get the Citizen Rule Book. And then while you're at it, on the shopping cart at Infowars.com, get some of the new DVDs and books we carry and videos and T-shirts and all the materials we have are about getting the word out, fighting the New World Order. You're authorized to make copies of all of my films for educational, not-for-profit purposes to affect change. And if you've got a book or video you want us to carry, we might do that. Send us a copy of it, and we'll think about adding it to the library that we carry. But seriously, go to Infowars.com. Remember, your purchase makes this broadcast possible. And if you want any of the big Berkey water filters, we have the new sports filter with the free gift up there. We have the travel filtration systems, made in America. We offer the British-made Berkeys if you want those. But we have made-in-America Berkeys that are even at a higher standard, university studies show, than the British filters. But we have made-in-America, but England, U.S., same thing again, so it doesn't really matter. But we have made-in-America filters if you want them. That's what I recommend. It's New Millennium that makes these. It's an American company, and so you can't beat that. And it's at wholesale prices. So go to Infowars.com while you're on the Secure Safe shopping cart and click on the Better Living Through Clean Water section and look at all the different filters we offer. Or, better yet, call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Make an answer, all your questions, and take your order at 888-253-3139. Or you can go right to the source and get it for the exact same price, but get it from the lady who is the real expert, Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. And Debbie, you join us here for just a few minutes, and we're going to be getting you on a lot more here in the near future because it's important that people get prepared. Debbie, tell us about some of the new specials.
Well, the Travel Berkey is our newest product line that we have available, and it's a stainless steel travel Berkey, even available in California, because it is a travel Berkey, although it has the same exact filters and same stainless steel as the big Berkey. For your California listeners, if you've been waiting to get a stainless steel unit in your house or in your trailer, boat, RV, you can now order the travel Berkey, and we can't.
No. I get calls saying, what does it mean not available in California or Iowa? For those who don't know, LA is toilet to tap, that you actually drink toilet water. That's the water you and your family get. Has been taken out of the sewers, out of the water treatment plants. But they have these incredible regulations for anybody that wants to sell water filters there, and New Millennium's not going to jump through those hoops.
Right, but what's really neat is because the Travel Berkey is called the Travel Berkey, then we can sell it in California. And, of course, you can get the Berkey Light in California because it's also considered for camping and stuff, even though you can use it wherever you want. So those are now available, you know, to ship to California. And you know how, Alex, you always get on the air and say, oh, Debbie, send me one of those. I'm going to call Shirley and tell her that I want to buy a bunch of those books, too, because I have whole bunch of teenagers that come in and out of my house with having a 20-year-old son, and I want to get one of those books in the hands of every single one of them. So so they will learn.
Well, Debbie, it's simple. The government isn't going to teach the children this in school. They're not going to be taught this even in a constitutional law class. They'll be taught a fraud. This is a 62-page booklet jam-packed with power. This is the rule book of being an American. And folks, get on your laptop computer, type up a 10-question test, 3 on the Bill of Rights, 3 on the Constitution, 1 on the Declaration of Independence, another on something else, and then tell your son or daughter, hey, answer, 9 of these 10 questions right, and you get $500. I mean, it is worth it.
Yep.
to make your children do this.
Yep, it really is, and so I'm really excited about that, get it. But for the listeners who are calling in on the Travel Berkeys or the Berkey Lights or any of those, we have the Alex Jones specials available, and all they have to do is tell me that you're a listener, and we'll be sure to give you your free gift with your order. And you can call toll-free 1-888-803-4438. I did have the opportunity to meet one of your listeners this morning who I needed to get some filters into their hands right away. And, Alex, they told me to send their regards and that they listen to you in the Dallas area every day.
Well,
everybody's listening.
Well, Debbie, that's certainly good news, and I appreciate you joining us. And we'll be talking to you in the next few days, Debbie.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much. And lines are busy, but I promise I will call people back. Or you can keep calling, and I'll get to you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Debbie. Folks, if you want to give Debbie a call, it's 1-888-803-4438. A lot of different specials, a lot of different deals, free gifts with all your orders. Or you can go to Infowars.com and order the exact same things, exact same price, and we fax those orders over to them every day so they get them that way. And then you also, in the comment section, tell them what free gift you want. And again, that's at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139 or 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Go directly to their website and do it as well. Okay, that out of the way. And by the way, it's Made in America. I believe in it. And they fund our entire shortwave outreach, which is a global reach of WWCR. And we really do appreciate them. All right. Let us now go ahead and go to the ring-a-dingies here. Let's talk to John in Colorado, who's up next. Go ahead, John.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. I was talking to someone in one of my classes a while ago, and he said, because I wanted to ask you about Noam Chomsky, because I asked him, because I was telling him about InfoWars and all that, and he said he didn't like you or any of the stuff you did because you said something bad about Noam Chomsky.
Yeah, I sure did. I interviewed him.
I was just wondering what he was talking about, because I didn't know anything about that. What did you? I mean, is he involved in bad stuff? Or I mean,
yeah, I mean, he's an MIT Defense Department paid little minion, and I mean, it takes an hour to go over what's wrong with him. But I interviewed the guy for an hour, and he hung up near the end of it because he just wouldn't face the facts. He's one of these people who thinks they're God. He's one of these people that sits up there and has this little affected scholarly pose where he talks like this and goes, I'm going to tell you something now. It's going to be really big. And sir, I live this. I'm immersed in this. And when he talks about manufacturing consent, and I've watched his videos, read 3 or 4 of his books, interviewed the guy, he's for total gun control. He's for globalization. He's for getting rid of our borders. He claims that the global corporations run things. Well, of course they do. But then he supports 9 of their 10 major goals.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to find out, was that if he was in on bad stuff, claiming to be someone who's fighting against, controlled media and all this stuff.
Yeah, it's totally verifiable. Listen, the guy is a joke. Look, I read globalist policy papers 8-9 years ago saying the people are waking up to global government. The people are realizing that we're running a scam on them. We've got to give them a fake left-right choice. And so they go, there's a loving liberal UN who's against attacking countries. But they have a good global government. And, there's the evil right-wing American George Bush Republican global government. Which side will you join? And so then they shut down the debate about we don't want a global government into what do you want, the left or the right, which is a global model of the same controlled paradigm here domestically.
Right, because that's what I wanted to find out, was that if he's one of those, like, you know, controlled opposition kind of...
Well, I mean, listen, Frank Church did the groundbreaking work on the media being controlled by the government. Chomsky mainly focuses on the corporations. Well, that's the same thing. And you know, I can go read a document about Mossadegh written by Kermit Roosevelt, and it's got more about CIA controlling our media than Chomsky ever wrote in one of his books. I've seen him give little speeches. I've gone to see him speak. I mean, I have nothing against Chomsky himself until I interviewed him and really researched what he was up to. And people go, what about Chomsky? As if saying the name, Chomsky. And I'm supposed to go, oh, Chomsky, oh my gosh, the man is just a... Frankly, there are hundreds of researchers that make him look like a doddering idiot. I mean, you want real scholarly research, how about somebody like Webster Tarpley? I mean, listen, we're not here just attacking other intellectuals
because
we can't handle it. No, I'm just telling you, Chomsky is so bad, it would take hours to go over all of it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
I mean, he doesn't believe 9/11
is
an inside job. Anybody with a thimble, he doesn't even believe there was prior knowledge. He doesn't even believe that they laid down and let it happen.
Right, because I just wanted to know if he was one of those people, because, I mean, everybody defends him, you know, and he's supposedly...
He's a sniveling worm.
Okay, good, because that's what I wanted to know, that's why I wanted to know if he's one of those people that pretends
like,
to be...
We're not even powerful enough or smart enough to even say his name. Chomsky... I mean, we just don't get it. We just don't get the intellect. Yeah.
All right,
I mean, really, the UN's good, and our government doesn't control it. And he actually said that on my show.
Wow.
The UN isn't controlled by the Anglo-American establishment. He doesn't know what the Anglo-American establishment is. When top political scientists, mentors to George Bush and Bill Clinton, have openly said, it is global government, we are the New World Order, we are going to give you one world government, we control the left and right, Chomsky doesn't even know what that is.
Yeah, because that's, I was talking to my bag. Get in that class, and that's why he didn't like you, and that's why I wanted to call and find out, because
he's really smart. He sat there at a coffee shop acting like he was reading a Chomsky book.
Yeah, because I just want to, because, you know, you got to be careful about who you listen to. They could be...
But wait, I'm going to try to say it again. Chomsky, oh, I said it, oh, I'm an intellectual, oh. He's just like Michael Savage, okay, on the other side. They're both dirty beatniks. Michael Savage, big grease ball beatnik of the 60s, so evil. I mean, read the books he wrote. I actually didn't believe it when I read it online. I went and bought one of the books. I mean, friends with people like Allen Ginsberg. I mean, folks, I don't need to even begin to try to tell you. I mean, it is sick. It is sick. I mean, this guy is conservatives only knew. And meanwhile, he always wanted to put Americans in camps. He always wanted to bring this country down. Okay, he is sick, and then now he is the ultimate conservative, saying put everyone in camps. You know, we got to fight the New World Order by attacking all these countries when that's what the New World Order is. And his real name's Wiener, and you know, he's the same thing to Republicans that Chomsky is to quote progressive Democrats.
Mm.
He's a foil. He's out there moiling around for the New World Order. He's a fake. He's a shill.
That's good, because I just wanted to, you know, know if he was one of those kinds of people, because there's a lot of people out there that pretend to be, you know, against this kind of thing. But, that's about all I wanted to know.
Yeah, let me tell you something. A real professor starts blowing the whistle. They get their tenure revoked. They get kicked out. They don't get any funding. What does Chomsky get at one of the central cores of the New World Order at MIT?
Well, I don't know.
You just don't understand him. You don't understand it.
It makes sense because most of it's true, but a large portion is malarkey. Oh, please. Look, stop looking for leaders like Chomsky. Be a leader yourself. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go. Who's up next in order? James in Maryland.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I heard the caller earlier talking about the cop that ordered that man on the ground and then ordered him to get up and shot him three times.
Yes.
That was on Fox. And
he deserved it. He made him with Al-Qaeda.
Well, what they had was...
We all deserve to be killed. Government's God. Hail government. I'm sorry. I just can't control myself.
They had the spin doctor on there saying how you got to you've got to look at the police officer's state of mind. But what
exactly.
What I saw, Alex, was he ordered the man on the ground. He got on the ground. He ordered the man to stand up. While he was standing up, he shot him three times.
Well, sir, they always slip up. Cops all the time blow people away when they're in handcuffs or down on the ground, and they always won't just say, hey, I slipped up and pulled the trigger and then freaked out and pulled it two more times. You got a bunch of low-grade moron idiots who've been playing violent video games their whole life who think they're warriors. A cop isn't a warrior. He's a defender, a peacekeeper, a servant. They don't know that. They're roid heads listening to death metal who don't even know their head from a hole in the ground. They're going to kill people. And that's what the government wants, brother. So I've got to find out about this incident and write an article about it, or I'll get my my weevils on it. But anything else?
Yeah, could you talk about Schwarzenegger's plans for running for the presidency, if that's going
to
happen?
Well, that's getting in a lot of trouble thanks to us fighting that Auslander, another piece of trash, thinks he's going to run this country, another piece of filth, openly says he wants to be a dictator.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
King Weevil here at this operation, eating into the lies of the New World Order, trying to screw up their scheme to enslave all of us, trying to get you to wake up to the fact you're under attack by the NWO, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Kevin out there in the outside the studio just mentioned, I remember reading this, Chomsky doesn't believe anyone but Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy. I mean, just one, the guy's a joke, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to James. We're going to talk to James. Keith in Ohio, then Scott and Fred. Keith, go ahead.
Well, I keep up the good research. It's so vital. You know, I thank the Lord so much for America and our history, you know, in a multitude of ways, you know. But the best, most ethical American without the Lord Jesus Christ will end up in an eternal hell. And if they've not had their sins washed away by the Lord Jesus and haven't turned from that old sinful life, like your dramatization was showing, you know, many Americans are full of pride. Pride is sin. If you look in Proverbs 6, certain things that God hates, a proud look, a lying tongue.
Well, I'll agree with you on this, too.
Mm-hmm.
People are so prideful, they won't even admit there's a tyrannical government because that would make them feel weak. There ain't nothing holding me down. There's no threat to me. Don't you care about me,
yeah.
Boy.
When you're in the camp of the, when you're in sin, you're in the camp of the enemies, you're joined with them. And then it says, the hands that shed innocent blood, we've killed 100 million babies, and then these unjust wars.
I thought it was like 48, 49 million.
Pastor Ernie Sanders has been involved for 30 years. He says closer to 100 million. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. America, right here. Feet that be swift and running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And if people don't turn from their sins and get that new life in Christ, which is a gift, that's what's going to take us down is sin. And just like ancient Babylon did its evil and was used against Israel, and then God judged ancient Babylon.
No, you're right. We'll go into captivity. I appreciate your call. I got to move on to the last two callers. But I was reading Isaiah this weekend, and I circled it, meant to cover it on air, but it was a quote about the evil king and his evil judges and constantly lying and persecuting innocent people. I mean, if that ain't it today, I don't know what is. Scott, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Calling from California, Alex.
Welcome,
Thanks
sir.
For taking my call.
You bet. Go ahead.
I'm a teacher, and I wanted to just encourage all of your listeners who are teachers. I know that teachers are concerned sometimes dealing with these issues. They think they may not have job security. They may get fired if they're too controversial. But let me tell you what. All you have to do is teach American history from an American perspective. I teach my kids about the Bill of Rights. They all know their Bill of Rights. I'm gonna buy some of those citizens' rule books, hand them out to my kids.
Yeah, you've got to do it carefully, but just off the real history itself. I mean, that guy, I listened to his 25-minute rant, agreed with about 80% of it. Doesn't matter. I wish my children would end up having teachers like that. I want them to have a fascist, a constitutionalist, a communist. I want them to hear it all. Instead, they don't hear any of it and don't even know what it is. That dumb kid should be glad he had a teacher like that, and his stupid parents should be even gladder.
Exactly, you're right. And you know what? This generation of students, I teach high schoolers, and I ask my ninth graders the first week of school, how many of them think that the government had something to do with 9/11? Alex, half of them raise their hands. Half.
You know, I'd like to have you on as a guest sometime. Just talk about being a modern school teacher. And I guess you're in a public school?
Actually, a private school.
Oh, well, you can do whatever you want in there, hopefully.
Yeah, well, not so much, but more than a public school.
Well, I mean, it's despicable how they've canned this guy just for having his own view of the students.
Oh, yeah, it's out of control.
That's what teachers are supposed to do.
Yeah, they're supposed to facilitate thinking.
And then you teach your children to not believe everything they say.
Yep, you're right.
Well, I mean, if people don't know that indoctrination's going on, knowing about indoctrination, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, that's the key. I'm sorry to Fred, but Scott, good talking to you. You're such great callers. You've got the best callers out there. I'm sorry we're out of time to all of those that are holding. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all and expose this murdering scum.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.